We're here with Gardner Webb head football coach Carroll McCray. Coach, a tough one on Saturday in Spangler Stadium against Liberty. Gardner Webb loses 33-17, 19-17 ball game. Pretty early in the fourth quarter, had a lot of momentum going, and then things just kind of got away from us. So what are some of your thoughts coming out of that game going forward?
Well, several things. One of the big plays, we got a block field goal. And, that was going to give us a chance in the fourth quarter to be 26-20. We stalled a little bit as we had throughout the day in the red zone. So thought make it a one-score game and see if the defense would hold up and then come back and win the game late. But anytime you take a step back in your kicking game, which I thought we did, the chances of winning the ball game become a lot less. And, getting a kick block was a couple of things that happened to us in the kicking game that I felt for a month, four straight weeks, we had grown in the kicking game. We had gotten better. Our cover teams had done well, and throughout the day, really, our cover teams did do well. But we had some deficiencies that really cost us. And then the big thing stood out offensively in the red zone, inside the 20. We were 1-for-4. We had missed a field goal besides the one that got blocked, and that was very detrimental to us. Also, we had a couple of interceptions down there. So really got to work hard there. When the field shortens, the field tightens, decisions are quicker, angles are tighter, and the guys just got to do a better job focusing on what they got to do. I thought they had some opportunities to make some plays, but you got to go make them when you get a chance. And defensively, probably the big thing that got us third, fourth quarter was a long, long drive. They made a drive. We couldn't get ourselves off the field, 97 yards, and we really needed the football back, and we couldn't do that defensively. So on we work to try to fix those things and move into this week.
Well, Coach, really entered the game pretty banged up at a couple different spots specifically. Only had two running backs stressed out, scholarship running backs stressed out, and Jalen Cagle and Tyshawn Carter. Jalen played the best game he's played so far for you. What are some of the bright spots you saw from him Saturday?
Well, first of all, I thought we blocked well in the perimeter, much better. At times, I thought our linemen gave us opportunity to get an inside run game going against a big, defensive front. So, and then I thought Jalen, for the first time since his injury in the third week of August, started to play like he did at the end of the season last year. So that was very good. I thought Tyshawn Carter came in. He's very fast, and he gave us some quickness at running back to spell Jalen as he's been returning our kicks. You can see that, and I think he's got a bright future for us. But just having two healthy is not a good thing this time of year. We have several spots where we're very, very thin. I don't know that that's going to change throughout the week this week, but we will get some more reps on the guys that will continue to play, and hopefully they'll move forward and give us opportunities to win plays, win series, and win the ball game.
Well, Coach, on the defensive side, you had your two leading tacklers pretty much sitting on the sidelines the entire game due to injury. Kenyatta Dunbar played maybe one snap before he had to kind of hobble off, and Jeffrey Pegues was out. Corey Horn stepped in. Saeed Murphy got his first career start.
Yep.
Corey's played well throughout the last 2 years, really. What are some of the things you've seen out of him the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think he's very headsy. He's got a good football IQ, and he does things coaches ask him to do. And I really, with Dunbar and Pegues, I think Corey's considered a starter for us. So, he really gets us lined up properly and does things we need to do to win. We just got to have some other guys step up in there and build a little bit of depth. Dunbar and Pegues are going to be iffy as we finish the tail end of the season. So Corey's got to continue to be a leader and grow into the guy. We know he can be there, and we got some other guys, with Murphy and Jake Hampton, Noah Wilder, true freshman that got in and made some plays. Those guys are going to have to really focus and step up and play like top-end guys to give us a chance to stop people on defense.
Coach, one thing you talked about earlier, red zone offense, just in it from a general football sense, what are some of the things that make that tough sometimes for teams to be able to execute down there?
Well, I think a lot of it might be mental, but we are a big red zone practice on Wednesday every week for us. But offensively and defensively, the field changes as it tightens up. You got 53-6 in the width the whole time, but as you tighten down there inside the 20, things happen quicker, routes get shortened, the angles are a little bit sharper. You got to get your head placement in a little bit better spot to tackle as well as block. And it just comes down to really focusing on some fundamentals and technique that allow you to execute and win that play. And that's a really focused for us this week. We have, for some reason, Last year we were very good in the red zone, and this year it's been a little Achilles heel for us. At times we look good, and at times we get down there and stall. So we got to get that corrected. Points will be at a premium again this week. And when you get down there close, you got to get points.
Well, you mentioned this week, Coach Gardner-Webb hosts Charleston Southern at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon in Spangler Stadium. It's the home finale, Senior Day. 17-18 seniors will be recognized prior to the game. And Coach Charleston Southern, three-time defending conference champs. They're 1-1 in the league right now after a loss to a surprising Mamba team in their own stadium. So. I'm sure they're quite hungry, but first-year coach, what are some of the things you've seen out of the Buccaneers on film?
A lot of similarities to the past. Coach Tucker has been there the entire time with Coach Chadwell, and we know Coach Tucker very, very well. Hard-nosed, old-school football coach, likes to run the football, you know, gives you several different looks at option football, and then they got a couple of really good-looking big receivers they can throw the ball downfield to, so got to defend the whole field, and they're making people do that. I think defensively they can continue to stay strong. Their front seven is more like Wofford than any team we've played in the last 6 weeks, and that's a compliment to them because Wofford is very, very physical up front defensively. So we really got our work cut out for us to get the run game going again, and so we can throw some play-action pass, and I think it's going to take a really complete game by our guys to be effective offensively.
Well, Gardner-Webb versus Charleston Southern, 1:30 p.m. Saturday in Spangler Stadium. Make sure you come on out. The game will be televised live on College Football's Down South. Check your local listings for that carriage. Thanks a lot.